Dynamical characterization of galaxies up to $Z.SIM$7, by Efrizo et al. The characterization of the dynamical state of galaxies up to Z7 is crucial for constraining the mechanisms driving the mass assembly in the early universe. However, it is unclear whether the data quality of current and future observations is sufficient to perform a solid dynamical analysis. This paper defines the angular resolution and S/N required for a robust characterization of the dynamical state of galaxies up to the EOR. The final aim is to help design spatially resolved surveys targeting emission lines of primeval galaxies. We investigate the CII-158UM emission from Z6 to 7 LBGs from the SERA cosmological simulation, covering a range of dynamical states, from disks to major mergers. We create ALMA mock observations with various data quality and apply the kinematic classification methods used in the literature. These tests allow us to quantify the performances of such methods as a function of angular resolution and S/N. We find that barely resolved observations do not allow the correct dynamical characterization of a galaxy, resulting in the misclassification of all disks in our sample. However, even when using spatially resolved observations with data quality typical of high Z galaxies, the standard kinematic classification methods, based on the analysis of the moment maps, fail to distinguish a merger from a disk. The high angular resolution and S/N needed to apply these standard methods successfully can be achieved with current data only for a handful of bright galaxies. We propose a new classification method, called PV-split, that quantifies the asymmetries and morphological features in position-velocity diagrams using three empirical parameters. We test PV-split on our mock data, concluding that it can predict whether a galaxy is a disk or a merger provided that S/N is greater than or equal to 10, and the major axis is covered by is greater than or equal to 3 independent resolution elements. This was Dynamical Characterization of Galaxies up to $Z.SIM$7, by Efrizo et al.